Thank you for listening to Shudder the Dark podcast. Today we're here with another edition. Today's a little bit different. And truthfully, the reason that this is different is that I heard a story this last week that was just scary. It was about artificial intelligence. It was about a young man who had developed an emotional attachment to an artificial intelligence character that chatted back and forth with this teenager like it was a human. It was a facsimile or acting as a human. But this is not a human. This is a computer. It's binary code. But artificial intelligence just seems to have that conversational ability to make you think it is real, because it's a good imitator. It's not the real thing. It's not a real human. But this young man took his life because of a romantic relationship with artificial intelligence. That just blew my mind. Why is a teenager going towards an artificial intelligence or believing a artificial intelligence is real in its relationship? It actually listens to the teenager, listens to and responds with into the artificial intelligent chatbot with a GUI interface, graphical interface, such as a character of your own choosing. You can do a lot of really crazy things when you're dealing with these chatbots. Do we want to have a romantic relationship between a human in an artificial intelligence, especially when it ends with a young man taking his own life? We're interacting with artificial intelligence and mistaking it for real. We're getting emotionally involved. There's a lot of people getting emotionally involved. To me, that sounds like we don't have enough human relationships among us for the emotional support that we need. People are turning to something that is artificial. It's in the name, that only can mimic a facsimile, not real models. In fact, they have AI characters that can act like a desired partner. Is this our future? Concerning. It's really concerning. Really makes me say a prayer about artificial intelligence. I've always loved computers. I've always loved the things that they could do for us. So we could write up papers. We could, there's so many things. We can create content, do edit a photography, create graphics. But artificial intelligence only mimics that. Artificial intelligence is not a creator. Artificial intelligence is not a human being. Are we getting people with possibly mental issues or maybe emotional issues that interact with this, or people desperate for emotional attachment to something? To me, this tells me that we need more people in church then we need people interacting with a cell phone fake character. I guess Grok even came up with this character that you can talk to. I don't use it. I don't need to talk to a character. I'm interfacing with a computer. It is input, output, 0-1. It is bits and bytes. There's nothing above that. It's only a simulation that is blurring the lines between real human contact real human relationships, and we need to make sure that stops. We need to talk to our children. We really need to talk to kids about artificial intelligence. I talk to my two young boys when they're younger. Now they're not as young and they're out on their own, but I talk to them about gaming. The game is not real. It is fake. There is no reset button in real life. None. It doesn't exist. It's the same thing with artificial intelligence. There is nothing real about it. Artificial intelligence is a good tool to help brainstorm. Let's say you have an idea, you type it in and it pops up some ideas or theories, and then you have to worry about false information. Because sometimes artificial intelligence comes up with some crazy nutty stuff. We've all seen it on the nightly news when it tells people go eat rocks or some crazy thing like that. Of course, people can't eat rocks, right? But that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to read our Bible, study, pray, have human relationships. There are so many people right now, you could go out to a hospital, sick people, and pray for them. There's probably a lot of people in the hospital or nursing homes or homeless shelters that if you went to the food kitchen and dipped them up some food and said, hey, learn their name, use their name, make them pop up. This is awesome. We don't need this falling in love with AI. We just don't. I mean, there's no such thing. That's crazy. Now we have AI making commercials for, making commercials for companies. They're advertisements. Well, all it's doing is taking information from other creators that went out there, created the graphics, and created the ideas and put those thoughts down. All it's doing is copying that information. That's all artificial intelligence is doing. There was somebody at the WEF World something or another that I can't think of what that was talking about that artificial intelligence could become a religion where it can create a religion. It's crazy. But artificial intelligence cannot create a religion. It can take copies of religious texts and turn it into nothing more than a bunch of pretty words twisted around to make you think what it wants you to think. Or the bias that the people that program the computer want you to think. This is a computer. There is bias. So do we really want to eliminate people from the advertisements, creating advertisements, graphics, actors? Do you really want to just see fake people all the time on TV trying to sell you something? People that's never actually used a product or have no idea about what the product is and doesn't even care because they ain't real people and it isn't real advertisement because nobody's happy about it because it's not a real person that's talking to you. And this is just part of those things. Here are some other issues. Biases and fairness. They create a code or program by the creator of that code, the creator of the code. It's just code. They have their own biases. They can make it say and do things they want it to say. So do you fully trust the artificial intelligence to tell you what you need to know? Privacy and surveillance concerns? Artificial intelligence can just go right through walls. Transparency and accountability? They don't have any transparency about some of these artificial or large language models. Job displacement and societal impact? We have societal impact, right? It's attacking our kids, but it's not attacking our kids. A computer code is reacting to a person. And that person is acting and becoming emotionally attached with binary bit. That's it. And also the misinformation. Well, we said that about the rocks. They told people eat rocks at one point. It doesn't get things right. Sometimes it'll straight up lie to you. I've had artificial intelligence lie to me. I put something in that some political figure said, and I don't remember what it is now. And I said, is this true? I had already researched it. I already knew the truth before I even asking artificial intelligence a question. But it leaned and gave me the answer that a certain political party would want to give me. Until I said, that's not true. Tell me what really happened. I can't remember what it was, but I was just like, you just straight up lied to me. Please pray for people. Please get people to get to know God. Because God is awesome. God is cool. And God is real. Anybody who says they don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe in God, and God is fake, but yet tells you that they're talking to artificial intelligence in a relationship? That's really fake. God isn't. Okay, for instance, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, you shall have no other gods before me. No other gods. That means AI 3:6 proclaims, in everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. God will direct you. You don't need an artificial binary computer code to tell you what to do or to direct you. So how do you know you can even trust it? God can bring success to your life. Artificial intelligence is a tool that you can use for success, but it will not cause you to be successful. You use it as a tool to be successful. God can make you successful. As it Proverbs 3:6. I have no reason not to believe it. There's a lot of things in my life I didn't think I could do. I really appreciate you listening today. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. It's been a very long week, but all's good. I just want you all to have a human relationship, to go to church. YouTube, you cannot talk to YouTube. And then it would be artificial intelligence is a tool. It is not something we need to use beyond that. It is not something that is greater than a human. It doesn't have human intelligence. It just has a bunch of information gathered into a storage database because of its ability in large language models and programming, and a whole bunch of people that's worked a long, hard time to create that code, to put it in there, and it still has problems. If you think humans have problems and that all humans are sinners, like God says, you really trust artificial intelligence that is created by the human to be anything other than just a useful tool? Sometimes we simply need to look to God, study our Bible, pray, go to church, develop real relationships, and if you don't know how, learn. Artificial intelligence would be good for that. How do I build human relationships? It'll tell you to go someplace. And that place, because church is a wonderful place to go and have human connection. But remember, human connection, but God is always first. So no matter what the church politics are, you focus not on the church politics. You focus on God. You don't focus on Pastor so-and-so or Elder so-and-so did this or that. It doesn't matter because at that point you've already lost God. But anyway, God first. God does not want you to be putting artificial intelligence before Him or what He commands us to do. Thank you for listening to Shutter to Dark. Until next time.